Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show is hump
day.
It's hump day. Hi.
That's a little weird.
How are you?
Hey.
Hey, how's your fridge, buddy?
Still incredibly broken.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
No, it's making so much noise. I'm walking around. You know, the headphones that I usually wear when we have infants in the house, I'm wearing now because of the grinding fridge noise that's being made 24/7.
So
everyone's like, Dad. Oh, hey. Yeah.
Yeah,
what
can I
do for you? Sorry. I can't take that noise. It's going to make me go crazy. Yeah. No, he walked in and he amazingly, this is so us. So I talked to my wife the night before and I'm like, look, I don't really want anyone in our house. But clearly the locksmith guy, it didn't go well. We had to keep telling the guy, put your mask on, dude.
Right.
Like it just was the whole time the guy was here. We were like, Jesus, the timing couldn't be worse for us to get the guy who can't seem to get the
right. Stop breathing on our doorknob.
The theory behind this mask thing, dude, just put it over your nose and face. It's no big deal, but it's got to happen.
Right.
Anyway, so this guy, I talked to her and I'm like, look, I don't want this, but this got to happen.
I can't fix the fridge myself.
A new fridge is going to cost us big money and I don't want to, I just want to try and at least fix it. So we're agreed.
Right. Okay. It's
happening. Even though you're working, you're going to have to, either I'll rally the kids and get them out of here, or you rally the kids and get them out of here. Man, sure enough, even with all our best laid plans, that little rascal comes running out, smashes into the dude's leg, falls on the ground, and is laying there like, hi. And we're just all, oh my God. The one thing we were trying to avoid.
Guy got COVID leg.
It smashed right into his leg. Like if that's if he's got COVID hands and he rubbed him on his pants, now she's got COVID face.
She's got COVID.
Great. So of course, best laid plans, right? But anyway, the bottom line is the guy comes in and goes, yeah, I think that's the motor. All right, I'm gonna order that. And tomorrow's my day off, so I'll see you Thursday. And leaves. Like I went, but boo.
I think that's the motor. Could we take it apart and just, you know, check that there's not just a playing card caught in there clacking around?
I am telling you, the business of appliance repair is strong, people.
You're at their mercy, Vin.
I was like, I can't even consider a little talk back to this gentleman because you know what? He could walk and I'll be weeks away from any hope.
Plus,
so,
you know nothing, Jon Snow. It's
right.
What are you going to say to this guy? Oh, I don't know if it's the motor. Well, of course you don't. That's why you got me over here. How much is a motor?
A lot less than a new fridge.
Yeah.
But the bottom line becomes that I just went, okay, all right, man. When Thursday? Okay, bye.
So is
he
there
didn't
only
even tell
just,
me when. It's just
long
Thursday.
Enough for your kid to catch his COVID knee.
Right, right. Exactly right. It was just one of those stick and move missions the guy made. First of all, our best laid plans did not work. Second of all, he, you know, took 2 seconds to diagnose, said, I'll go by the shop to order that on my way
to vacation.
To my,
day.
Well, yeah, I just, that was one of those things where I went, well, I'm not even yep. taking up his day off.
No.
All right. It just look, happens to fall on the day I need you, but okay.
He probably, right, of course it's the next day, right? Why can't he get the motor today and come back today?
It doesn't matter. So that's the way that went. It was very, I'm giving you a dramatic telling, but it was really like this.
There was
less
nothing
than
to report,
five
really.
He just came, he looked, he went, all right, I'm going to order the part. Have a good one.
Oh,
and I'm off tomorrow, so I'll see you Thursday. And didn't say what time, and then he left, and I went, all right, well, you make the rules, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And
you play along or don't. You don't have to play the game.
For a couple
game,
days
right,
and wait
sure.
for him to show back up.
Oh, please let him solve the problem tomorrow. Like, well, wouldn't it be nice if things just went smoothly for once?
You know,
for once!
At least this week we were able to sign our final refi paperwork.
Oh, good. So that's
put
over.
To bed. That's months.
You do that out
making.
Back on the picnic table with masks on and
out front actually. But yes, a table was set up and we did it right there. And whatever that takes. That was actually very easy.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad
I did that. Then I escaped the noise for a little while and went for a drive and. We had dinner.
You did a solo drive? Just out to the beach or something?
Uh-huh. And then I watched some basketball. Oh, the Nuggets Jazz game was really good. Really good. Like, last second. Shot is up! Misses! Their season's over. Like, this is... It was one of those final seconds. And for the win! Miss.
Oh. It's, a clutch choke.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are all, every one of those players are excellent. And they all obviously have different specialties. But, you know, any one of them could have made that shot. It's just, it didn't. It didn't fall, and that's that. Their season's over, and Denver moves on, and the playoffs continue. Yeah. So that's been nice. At least that's there.
Yeah. I had a very exciting day yesterday.
I can't wait.
I did some laundry. It came out really good, you know? Right. Folded some giant sets of sheets. You know, it's tough folding sheets, as you know, when they're a fitted sheet. I mean, really, you might as well just bundle that thing up, wad that thing up. I took my time with it. You know, I had some time. So
with
I took
the wad?
Some time. Sure. No, I tried to make it less waddy and more sort of folded and stuff.
All right.
I'm sure there's a trick to folding the fitted sheet, but I haven't learned it yet in 53 years.
You know, I can't think of her name again, and every time she comes up...
No. It's the girl who redid his house in...
She wrote a book called Life is Too Short to Fold Fitted Sheets or something like that.
The title, I don't know her name either, but the title occurs to me every time I
Lisa
fold fitted
Quinn.
Sheets. Lisa Quinn.
Boom.
The Cup of Sticks girl.
Yeah,
she's great.
Those sticks are still in my house.
Of course they are. They're fabulous. They're an accent piece, Vinny.
They're the only remnant from the remodel that Lisa Quinn did, but they still... And I tried to give them away. I tried to get rid of them multiple times, and yet
your
they
wife's
still
out. Those
me.
Are awesome. Let me have those.
Yep.
I was putting those in that one corner that nothing can go in. It's fantastic.
Right. But she likes fake... speaking of fake plants, because... My wife likes those for some reason, or
does.
Buys them in real life. Well, she bought some. I think this was when she went, before we got together, she's very much a businesswoman, had a full career going before kids. I think she got a cat and plastic plants as an idea that, you know, well, this is the closest I'm going to get to sort of having a full house.
I'll populate my house with a companion cat and plants as though I'm actually taking care of them. And
right. Because plants die if you're not around or pay any attention to them or water them.
Well,
and cats,
it's indoor plants are a mess, too. I mean,
like them, but whatever. So I think that's why we still have them, though, is they don't go away.
They never die. So you have to really make the decision to chuck that plastic and sort of stiffened fabric into the landfill.
They you know, you dusty, could have though, a, huh?
Yeah, they do.
They get dusty and bogus. They look terrible. We had this sort of problematic area where I decided, you know what, F it. I'm going to get some fake plants and stuff them in these window boxes, and that'll be. And then I won't have to water them. I won't have to worry about any of it. And they turned white in 1 year. They're like all the leaves. They bleached. They're like the sun was hitting them. They turned into this awful. And then you'd go over there, and there were like spiders and like, you know, earwigs living in there. And I just went, you know, like, you know what was more attractive than this? Empty window boxes,
right? You know?
And then inside the house, right? They just sit there and collect dust, and no one even looks at them. People start hanging shirts on them. Like, forget it. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
With your green thumb, why didn't you just plant? I mean, you're a planter. That's what you do. I don't get it.
Because I had planted some stuff in there, and the watering of it, you know, I put automatic irrigation into it so that I wouldn't have to worry about
Fancy.
It.
Fancy.
I put that's everywhere. You know, it's whatever.
For your flower boxes, though, right? This is exterior in front of your house.
It's at the front of the she shack.
Yeah.
So,
oh, okay.
You know, whatever. And then it started rotting the porch. The water was coming down and landing on the porch, and then the porch was getting rotted. I'm like, that's not what I want.
Hey.
So then I pulled them out, and then they just, like, the window boxes just, like, staring at me like ugly empty eye sockets. I'm like, okay, I'll put these plants in there. And at first they looked amazing. I was like, oh, look at that. It looks, from the house, it looked totally real. I did it. I fixed the problem. Within a year, they were just, like, bleached out, like, sick-looking ghost
I
plants.
I love that I did it feeling. I mean, before the things go horribly wrong.
Right.
I did it. It's one of the greatest sentences to sort of say to the sky, I did it, everyone.
Winning.
You go,
right.
Oh, hold on. I really didn't do it. I just created landfill matter.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that was her plan early on, I think. Just like me, and I have to admit, I'm the same way, so her and I have some similarities that can't be denied, but some things you can't talk to her about, just a pain in the ass, and this is one of them. So, she got the cat. First of all, people, cats don't raise themselves. You actually do have to participate in the raising of cats.
Yeah, you gotta interact with it, pet it, feed the thing.
So, her mom will tell you, because you can't talk to her about this, but that, you know, she got the cat, but then was gone for 13 to 15 hours a day.
Right.
So that cat raised itself.
All alone.
So when we wonder why the cat
wants.
Right. When you wonder why the cat's got an attitude problem, it's because its formative years were spent thugging around the house by itself.
Yeah.
No one there to say, hey,
yeah, he's a cat.
Right.
No wonder he's on Prozac or whatever he's on.
Well, he's not on anything anymore, but.
Man, where's Garage Cat when you need him? Where is that guy?
He's
just
around.
Chime in right now. Come on, man.
Nah. Oh, you mean that garage? Well, I don't know where that guy is. Where is that guy?
No one knows. Honestly, when you think you know where he is, he disappears.
Yeah.
It's like, where is he on the Zoom calls? Nowhere.
He's like, what COVID?
I know. That guy. How does Human not have COVID by now? Oh, boy. And he sees his mom all the time who hasn't been well. Oh, hmm.
Oh,
whatever.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. I won't. Oh, yes. It's been. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's going on. But
oh,
yes.
No.
It's not great. But it's not COVID either. So, you know, I guess maybe he thinks he's just immune.
Brynn is like, next subject.
Yeah.
It's not our story to say anything.
It's not our story to tell. It's true. I've already said too much.
Well, it's the first I've heard of it. And I'm sorry to hear that. I did not know that. And that's obviously everybody loves their mom.
Of course, in
particular was raised solely by his mom, which
worships
would make her
his
that
mom,
much
right.
more important to him.
Boy, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, total mama's boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's hump day, which means that tonight Big Brother's on. I know that's only exciting to a few of us. But guess what's happening?
Someone wrote yesterday, and I never got to their text. I forget the show that they... Oh, they said, hey, why don't you guys watch Number Blocks and... whatever other cartoon we were talking about,
Cocomelon.
Cocomelon, and review those after every show. It'd be more entertaining than Survivor and Big Brother. And I was like, hey!
You know, I'm going to say something right now. We've actually been, because I feel like we do inundate people with the Big Brother talk. Like, it's on 3 days a week, and we're watching, and we like it. You know, we let Brynn and Nicole off the hook, and we haven't really been talking about it. Like, if some big thing happens, we get that people are following along, we'll make references to it. But I mean, we've been pretty good about it.
I think you guys have.
People are such brats.
You guys haven't really mentioned
it. Yeah, thank you, Nicole.
Nicole.
Because Nicole doesn't even watch it. So she's like, oh, thank God I didn't have to watch it.
Yeah.
Survivor ever comes back. You didn't have to watch that.
I would watch Survivor over Big Brother, to be honest. I'm more into like that type of game style.
I can see that, yeah.
And I don't know, I just feel like...
Well, it's hardcore.
I feel like the season was pretty... started out boring, Big Brother, so that's why I couldn't
crying out loud,
get into
Nicole,
it.
Yeah. What are you doing? Listen, let me ask you... Okay, Nicole, I need to ask you a couple questions. This is the interview portion of our intro.
Let's
today.
Hear some more lies from Nicole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so,
lies.
Nicole,
yes.
When you get home this afternoon, whatever time that is, what time will that be?
Like 11:30?
Not even afternoon. Before before noon, you'll get home. And what would that at that point, do you have some lunch? What happens?
Yeah, I have lunch, and then I go in my room and I read, because you know you gotta take a break from the screens.
Oh, so you decompress and you read a book. Mm-hmm. And is there an outfit change? Do you get into your comfies since you've been out in the world? Plus, whatever you're wearing is probably tainted, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Tainted.
Okay, so there's a change. So you put on sweats.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you sit down and you read your book. What happens after that? What is that, an hour of reading?
It can go up to two.
Whoa.
Yeah, right, Sarah? Oh.
What are you reading right now?
Little Fires Everywhere.
Little Fires
Everywhere? Oh, that's right. You mentioned that.
Yeah, it's a Hulu
There's
show.
There's a Reese Witherspoon... Yeah, Harry it's a Washington. Show, and it's based on a book. Did you watch the show first?
No, I haven't watched the show. I want to read the book first.
Mm.
So...
All right. So then you... Oh, sorry.
I think I'm in massive delay. I'm going to reset my Comrex.
Oh, man.
I all of a sudden got a big crackle, and now I'm way off from you guys.
Boy, you're a home studio. You got to get a new...
Oh, my God. It's like 5 seconds. 5 seconds delay.
You need a new IT guy.
I'm going. Please.
All right.
Okay.
Well, it's just about
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Vinnie, Al's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Unbelievable.
I hate it.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.